This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. My firm specializes in business and income tax matters for businesses and families and offers the full array of services you would expect from a full-service CPA firm. If you already have a question for me, you will see my website and phone number on the screen, both great ways to reach me. There is also a great text version of this memo. If you're listening to this on my blog page, you will see a link above this video window that says text version. And if you're watching on YouTube, you will see a link in the description to that text version. Today's topic is, are any of your virtual employees out of state? You may have taxes due to those states. A company's home state is usually where they are incorporated and physically work. All other states are foreign states. Understanding nexus is vital to understanding this memo, so let me explain what nexus means for tax and business purposes. When a business physically transacts business in a foreign state, they have nexus there and are subject to taxation there, such as corporate and personal income tax, payroll tax, and possibly sales tax. You always have nexus in your home state where you work and are incorporated. Examples of transacting business in a foreign state are 1. Your main office is in New Jersey, but some of your employees or subcontractors are working from their home in Virginia. You have nexus in Virginia and are subject to Virginia taxation. Number 2. Your main office is in Colorado, but your employees physically fly to California to sell to or to service customers. You have nexus in California and are subject to California taxation. Number 3. Your main office is in Texas, but you manufacture your product in a facility in Tennessee. You have nexus in Tennessee and are subject to Tennessee taxation. If your business is found to have nexus in a foreign state, this means that you will have to apportion and allocate your income between your home state and that foreign state. You will have to file income tax returns in that foreign state. You will also have to file payroll tax returns for the employees working there. States are very militant about this, as it means finding and taking income tax from other states. So don't be surprised if foreign states contact you if they find out you are involved in one of the examples I just described. These nexus rules are very strict, and you should check immediately with your CPA about potential liabilities you weren't aware of until this moment. I predict that many companies will maintain liberal work-from-home virtual options for their employees after the lockdown. One of the main things this allows businesses to do is to hire people from out of state, as physical proximity will no longer matter. This is fantastic, as the talent pool for new hires becomes immense and not just restricted to those living within commuting distance to an office. But negatively, this will also increase these nexus issues and force many companies to file income, payroll, and sales tax returns in states they never had to before. And a small warning for employees, the state where you are physically working now can rightfully demand that you also pay taxes to that state, which means you're having to file a personal income tax return there. This brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Questions, concerns, call me on 732-673-0510. Remember, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Have a great day.